following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing good. I'm in the middle of filming some of our children's lessons, some of our videos. You can go to thebitsoflife.com, and that is where we're doing our children's lessons for this season. And what's really fun is once we get through all these lessons, they will become a standard of what we do here on Wednesday nights with the kids. And you may not really be familiar with exactly what it is because you just see these little cartoon characters and you think that we talk about just the fruits of the Spirit, which we kind of do. But really, this whole cartoon world is about teaching kids proper doctrine within Scripture. So it's teaching kids doctrine in Scripture and teaching them really the spiritual message of the Bible, which is a spiritual foundation for them. So you're welcome to partake of that as well if you're an adult and you would like to have a, kind of a fun little look at the sound doctrine and the harmony that Scripture teaches us. As I was doing these lessons today, I was working on a lesson about God's Spirit and what is God's Spirit like. And let me see if I can grab my cup. Hold on real quick. Kids love little visual examples. Actually, I love visual examples because it's kind of how I am. It's kind of how I think. I love illustrations. And the Bible's filled with all kinds of illustrations that describe God and describe the way that God works. And one of the main illustrations that's described in the Bible when talking about God's Spirit is that of water and of pouring, right? And so that's what we are talking with the kids about, is the pouring or the filling or the flowing of the Spirit. And we know that God's Spirit is God Himself. It's of God, and His Spirit are the same. They are one. They are of the same essence. They have the same being, right? And God's Spirit is God, which we know the attributes of God to be love, joy, peace, patience, and wisdom, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and control, and righteous. We know that His Spirit fills us with those things. And sometimes we can forget about what it means to, walk by the Spirit. It means to actually be filled with the Spirit, to drink the water of the Word daily, and make sure that as we are doing that, we, as a tree, are really abiding by the words of, or the Word of the Lord, and the things that Jesus would teach us, and really the rest of Scripture, is that we are really drinking that up every single day. And we're taking time to pray and to rest and to sit in the Spirit and to really be in the Spirit and soak up the Spirit. I want to read for you a Bible verse that I think just really comes to my mind that's really applicable to everybody, but thinking about it like this. It says here, when we talk about the Spirit, Apostle Paul, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it is verse 13. And this is as he is talking about the unity of the body, saying the entire body of Christ has many different giftings. There are a lot of different people that have different giftings. And that's not just talking about like a gift of prophecy or a gift of healing either. You know, there are gifts of administration, which is people who think organized in an organized way. There are people who have a gift of teaching, and those are people who can proclaim the message of the Lord, right? Well, this is what he says, and this is something we need to remember as a community or as a body of believers. It says this: for by one spirit, not many different types of streams of Spirit, just one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. We are one body with many different giftings. There's no Jews or Greeks. There's no slaves or free. and all have been made to drink of one Spirit. We need to remember as believers, especially during this time, a divisive time, a time where so many people can be, you know, split apart from each other, that who we are as believers are to be people that are filled with the Spirit of God, knowing that all of us, we all learn from the same word. We all drink of the same Spirit. And as people who do that, we need to remember that our brothers and our sisters down the street, maybe at some other churches that have different names than what we have, different churches that are approaching this season of lockdown a little bit different than the way that we are, is that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ because we all drink of the same Spirit. Now, there are times that we maybe want to come along and correct a brother or a sister, but we must always remember to do that with the Spirit, which means in gentleness, right? In wisdom and in love, that when we speak truth, we speak it in love, because all of those things come from the Spirit of God, and that is what the Word of God teaches us to do. So that's my encouragement to you today, is that as you go about your day, remember that your brothers and your sisters, a part of the family of God, no matter what position or what place that they come from, if they proclaim the name of Jesus and they recognize him as Lord and they confess their sins and turn from their ways and they receive unto them the Spirit of God, that those are people who belong in the body and in the family of God. And I think God wants all of his kids to be acting in harmony with each other. As I teach my kids, you guys need to like each other. You guys need to play nice together. And I think that that's maybe how God looks at us sometimes, is that we need to learn to play nice together. We need to learn that there are different giftings and maybe different perspectives that some of us have, but we are all a part of one family, and that's one family unified by the Spirit. So that's my encouragement for you guys today. I hope you guys are doing well. Be praying. It does look, and I am so happy, because it does look like maybe here in the next couple weeks, and I am praying so hard, that there could be some reopenings here and there. We know that Orange County is dropping from purple, I think purple area, and we're going to green. You know, I like it because it's like a, you know, color-coded thing. And we may be able to start opening up just a little bit more. Know that right now on Wednesday nights, we do welcome the children back into the children's ministry under day camp rules, which we are permitted to do. So anyway, hope you guys are doing well. And I cannot wait for our family to get all back together and drink of the same Spirit and to be the people of God who are filled with his love and compassion, his peace, his joy, and all the things that are of him. All right, guys, that's it, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.